Well, Raymond, first of all, the venue change, I'm sure that's not a problem. The game's now in good order.
Yeah, well, the change today, the weather beat us today at Ballyhale. It just didn't thaw out enough, so we had the Gross Hillocks pitch on standby, and thankfully it's playable now, so we're just heading down now shortly.
Yeah, it's great to get it going, I suppose, when everybody's ready for it. Limerick, they're represented by a club team, I guess Janesborough. It's kind of unusual that, but I'm sure maybe you know a small bit about them, do you?
Oh, indeed I do, Kenny. Yeah, Janesborough, they're a good Premier League side down in Limerick, and the Limerick league couldn't get a manager as such, so they asked the champions of the league if they'd represent them, if they'd represent the league. So they've no problem doing that, and they are a good side. I know there's a couple of very good strikers in that team, and. We're very well aware of that. You know, they're kind of a well organised side, but it'll be a good game, I'm sure. And if we play to our potential, I would hope things will go right for us.
Yeah, and you topped your group before Christmas, Raymond, which has now proved vital, I suppose, with the weather conditions and stuff like that. At least a home venue, but you'll be focusing mostly on your own side, I suppose.
Oh, that's exactly right, Kenny. It was very important to top the table, all right, then. And it's very important to get the first one, and the first one was against Inishowen League. And you know fine rightly, when you beat that team, you've beat a good side. So it was paramount to get the first 3 points, and then obviously a draw did us against Sligo, and which we did too, we got as well. So that meant the top of the table, all right, and home draw in the quarterfinals, which is important. So here we are tonight.
Yeah, it's a big game, and you've lots of players in your squad. I suppose you don't want to be singling out players, but there's plenty of players there with senior football. I was looking there today, I think maybe there's at least five of them that has played senior football, which is bound to help on a big night like tonight.
Oh, that's right. The whole squad, they're all good players. But you're right, we have a lot of senior players there that played at a higher level, and they're back in the Donegal League, and we're very thankful for that too as well. And you're saying not to name names, but I mean everybody knows them anyway. Like Shaquem McHugh and that, and young Wesley McGowan, James Doherty, Raymond Foy. The list goes on, and we're just very, very fortunate to have them, and they're good players. And it gives us as a management team great confidence, knowing you have a good field of players out in front of you, and they're going to do the job for you.
Yeah, it's vital, and you've good experience helping you as well. Wesley McGowan as well, I suppose he'll have plenty of experience. He'll know the ins and outs of the game.
Oh, Wesley knows the game inside out, is right. Wesley will keep the boys on their toes. There'll be no big heads in there anyhow, that's for sure. Because Wesley keeps them firmly on their feet in the ground,
I would think that. Listen, Raymond, there was a semi-final a couple of years ago, but it's a long time since the Donegal League has won this, Oscar Trainer. It'd be fantastic if you could keep the run going after tonight's game.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah, that's right, Kenny. A couple of years, I think it was 2015, I was down at that semi-final down in Clare, and they played the Clare League, the Donegal League. I think he was the manager at the time, Brian Dorian. And, Japers, in all fairness, Donegal was a far the better team, but we didn't take chances, and we conceded a couple of silly mistakes, and that team went on to win the thing, and in fact, they went on to retain it the following year as well, and the last time we won this thing was way back in 1983. I think Richie Kelly,
yeah.
That's right.
That team,
but that was a very, very good side too. So, it's about time. It's about time we won the Oscar Trainer again.
Yeah. Well, as you say, the Inishowen League have proved that it can be done. This last 5 or 6 years, they've been in finals and winning it, and you've defeated them. So it has to put you in a good place. But every game, you have to treat in its own merit, I suppose.
Oh, that's right. Well, the Inishowen they're vastly experienced, and that same team has more or less been together this last 5 or 6 years, And Big Demon, they've done a good job down there, and they have been on finals, and they have won it, and they're knocking on the door every year, And we've always given the Inishowen a very, very good team. Sometimes we've qualified through the group together, both of us, but this particular year, anyhow, I think maybe we're up the bar a little bit, And you have to beat a team like Inishowen anyhow, so we're just happy we beat them. We topped the group, and now we're at a home game tonight in the quarter final. So
well, I suppose you're hopeful for tonight then, Raymond?
I would have to, you can't go and not be confident, but you can be overconfident too, like, but I'm not overconfident by no means, but I'm very confident in my own players. I'm very confident in the team. Not if they want to train. If we don't come through tonight, it certainly won't be the one to train. And as you said rightly, that there's loads of experience in that team. They'll know how to get a job done and how to keep it. If they get a lead, they'll know how to keep it as well. So.